As a minister, I have seen many children from my congregation grow up and leave home and pursue degrees in environmental science and biology and urban planning and law to try to shape our climate future. And now my spouse and I are raising our own child, who is 7. He is curious and full of energy and questions. Usually on Thursdays, he attends an outdoor school in York, Maine, but there has been a possible COVID exposure there, so it's possible you will hear him in the background.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thursday usually means for him being out in the woods and the tidal streams, listening to the birds and learning about the trees and the plants, and he has got great winter gear for this. And so he keeps asking me, why don't we have snow? It needs to snow. And this is one of many ordinary moments that I navigate with him, in which I have to deal with the pain and the dread of explaining climate change to my joyful child who has a deep relationship with the earth. We don't have snow right now because the average temperature in New Hampshire is rising. Last year was one of the hottest on record. And precipitation patterns are changing, which affects snow and rain. So we had this conversation this summer as well. We're growing blueberries in our backyard. He loves blueberries. We planted bushes, and you know, it's great to know where your food comes from and pick berries in your own backyard. But this summer we had to water them very carefully according to the town's drought watering plan. And the berries were a little smaller. So we had to talk about why it wasn't raining. We talked about climate change and how it was going to be more and more like this. And we're worrying about those bushes again this winter because there's no snow insulating their roots. They're stressed. With a young child who is immersed in the world, we have to navigate the pain of talking about the harm and losses of climate change all the time. He sees and experiences the effects on a daily basis. Well, really, we all do. But mostly as adults, we get busy and we can ignore it, but he doesn't. He sees it and he keeps calling us back to the world as it is. And I can see and feel the losses that are coming. And we have enrolled him in an outdoor childcare since he was 2.5 because it's beautiful here and it's good for children to be outside. And because in an era when caring for our planet is such essential work, I want him to have a really grounded relationship with a love for this earth that will help him with the challenges that are coming. A few weeks ago, we visited one of the places that he spent a lot of time, a park right on the coast, and he ran out ahead of us because he knows that place. And I saw him just pause at the crest of the hill before he ran down into the rocks along the salty river. And he started to pick through the gravel for shells and shiny rocks. And these are the bittersweet moments that happen all the time. I love to see him happy and in his place. And as he looked along the shore, I could tell that this was a place that would be gone before too long. That he won't have the shoreline that he knows and loves because the seas are rising. And we've talked to him about that because we have to, because it's happening. When we're at home, he plays a lot of imaginary games. And one of them is that he and his dogs, imaginary dogs, go down to ExxonMobil. I'm not sure where he thinks that is. And he makes them turn into a solar power company. His dogs growl and he flashes his superhero muscles. And then Exxon changes their ways. And you would not believe the solar arrays that those dogs have installed on the rooftops around the world. I don't have the superhero muscles or a pack of fabulous imaginary dogs, but I want to protect this world so that my child and all of his friends get to live in the beauty of blueberries and tidal rivers and snow banked around the trees. That's why I showed up at Bow Power Plant on September 28th, because I was trying to parent my child and take care of the earth. Part of parenting him now is being much more publicly engaged than I used to be, or than is really comfortable for me. As a wise writer said, being a parent means walking around with your heart outside of your body. So that's why I'm here before you today. Still and always trying to act with as much love and care for the future as I can muster. With due respect for the law and this legal process, I ask for unconditional discharge.